The World This Week, Politics.
Donald Trump called for Iran's unconditional surrender as Israel continued its bombardment of the country. As Tehran's residents began fleeing the city, Mr. Trump publicly toyed with the idea of America joining military action. He also said that America knows the location of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, but will not take him out for now. Israel's devastating strikes on Iran have killed a number of senior regime officials, including General Mohammad Bagheri, chief of staff of Iran's armed forces, the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and several other high-ranking IRGC commanders were also killed, as were at least nine nuclear scientists. Israel struck ballistic missile bases, air defences and nuclear facilities. The G7 meeting in Kananaskis, Canada, issued a statement affirming Israel's right to defend itself in the face of Iranian threats to destroy it. The G7 called Iran the principal source of regional instability and terror, adding that the Islamic Republic must never have a nuclear weapon. Mr. Trump left the summit a day early to deal with the crisis. The Israel Defense Forces is investigating reports by Gaza's Civil Defense Agency that 51 Palestinians were killed and 200 wounded at a UN World Food Programme aid hub near Khan Yunis. The Hamas-run agency did not say how many of the dead were civilians or combatants and blamed Israeli forces. Shootings have taken place almost daily at a number of other new aid distribution sites run by Israel and American security firms. Rwanda and Democratic Republic of Congo agreed on the terms of a peace deal at a meeting in Washington. A formal signing is expected soon. The Trump administration hopes that peace would pave the way for mineral deals, but past deals have usually unraveled. Some 200 people were killed in armed attacks in north-central Nigeria, with thousands more forced to flee their homes. The killings mark the latest escalation of a long-running conflict between farmers and herders. Locals say successive governments have neglected the problem. Following an extensive manhunt, a 57-year-old man was arrested and charged with murdering Melissa Hortman, a Democratic representative in Minnesota's state legislature, and her husband, and for carrying out a separate gun attack that wounded a Democratic state senator and his wife. The man was disguised as a policeman when he attacked his victims and had a list of scores of other targets. On Donald Trump's birthday, a military parade was held in Washington to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the founding of the army. It was poorly attended. Spectators may have stayed away because of the threat of trouble. Hundreds of protests against the president were held across America under the slogan of No Kings, a reference to Mr. Trump's monarchical tendencies. Russia carried out more big bombardments of Ukraine, killing at least 28 people in one attack on Kyiv that lasted for hours, during which Russia deployed 440 drones and 32 missiles. One drone destroyed dozens of flats in a residential building. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, accused Russia of using cluster bombs filled with ball bearings to maximize casualties. Two other people were killed in Odessa. Volodymyr Zelensky called on America and Europe to respond, suggesting they were now turning a blind eye to Russian brutality. Mr. Zelensky had hoped to talk to Mr. Trump at the G7 summit, but the American president's early departure meant there was no meeting. Mr. Trump earlier criticized the G7 for kicking Russia out of what was then the G8 in 2014 after it invaded Crimea, suggesting that this is what caused Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine. In Spain, Pedro Sanchez came under pressure to resign as prime minister after a senior official in his socialist party stepped down to answer claims in court of awarding public works for kickbacks. At a news conference, Mr. Sanchez insisted he had been unaware of the alleged corruption. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, Argentina's leftist president from 2007 to 2015 and vice president from 2019 to 2023, was placed under house arrest to serve her six-year sentence for corruption. The Supreme Court recently rejected Ms. Fernandez's appeal against her conviction from 2022. A judge decided that as she is 72, she should serve her punishment at home wearing an electronic tag. In Thailand, protesters called on Paetong Thanh Sinawat to resign as Prime Minister following the leak of a phone conversation between her and Hun Sen, Cambodia's former strongman who still wields considerable power. In the call, Ms. Paetong Thanh seemed to dismiss the Thai army's concerns over a border skirmish that has heightened nationalist fervour in both countries. Her government was on the brink of collapse after the second largest party in the ruling coalition withdrew its support. The death toll from the Air India crash in Ahmedabad rose to at least 270. All but one of the 242 people on board died when the Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner failed to gain altitude after takeoff. Around 30 people were also killed when the plane hit a hostel for medical students. There was one survivor, a 40-year-old British national, who pushed through a hole in the fuselage to crawl out of the wreckage. "I still can't believe how I survived," he said. Taiwan announced that it had completed a sea test of the first submarine to be built in the country. The submarine, the first in a fleet of eight, was built with technology from America and elsewhere, using a combat system made by Lockheed Martin. More testing needs to be done, but Taiwan hopes to deploy two submarines by 2027. As part of an amendment to a broader crime bill, MPs in Britain voted to end prosecutions of women for later-term abortions. Current rules forbid most terminations after 24 weeks of pregnancy, and doctors and clinics would still be required to abide by those rules. But women who take abortion pills at home after 10 weeks would no longer be investigated by police. MI6, Britain's Foreign Intelligence Service, appointed its first ever woman as chief. Blaise Metrovelli, formerly head of Q Branch Technology, will be known as C from October. Will James Bond with his new boss?